You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to 98.7 ESPN. Anita Marks with you, and Rich Cimini joins us. Of course, he does a phenomenal job covering the Jets. And rounds 1 through 3 are already in. And the quarterback that everybody anticipated the Jets to take, number 2 overall, Zach Wilson, that pick was made. Rich, first things first, what are your thoughts about Zach?
Well, I thought that was the right pick for the Jets, you know, in the situation they were in. I thought after Trevor Lawrence, he's probably he was the number 2 quarterback on my board. I think probably the same could be said for maybe half to 3/4 of the teams in the league. So I thought once the Jets committed to drafting a quarterback, I think he's the right guy for them. You know, he's not without questions, of course. I have no issue with the talent. I think the kid has a lot of talent, you know, throwing the ball. I just, you know, the durability might be a little bit of a concern. You know, he's a little bit undersized, so that's something you watch for. But like I said, under the circumstances, you know, once they committed to a quarterback, I think that was the way to go.
You know, in how interesting the draft played out, right, in regard to Mac Jones. A lot of people anticipated him to go to the 49ers, and then that took an amazing turn, and they went with Trey Lance. But for Mac Jones to fall to the Patriots at 15, I felt that Mac Jones, to me, was the second-best quarterback on my board in regard to the conversations I had with a number of scouts. So I just find it very interesting. I know that Bill came out and said that Cam's going to start this year, but it's evident that Mac is the future for them. And I find it interesting when you're talking about two teams in a division where you've got two quarterbacks that are kind of starting their career in the same draft class. And so I think depending on who has more success, I think these two quarterbacks, I think their stories are going to be intertwined for their careers.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's something that we'll be watching. They'll be compared to each other. You know, obviously Zach's he's on a different timeline. He's going to be in the starting lineup quicker than Mac Jones is, but ultimately they'll be compared to each other throughout their careers. And also I think you have to put Sam Darnold into that equation. You know, if you're Joe Douglas, you know, you might be hearing second guessers from all different directions, you know, coming from New England, with Mac Jones there, you know, if Sam, you know, turns his career around in Carolina. So, you know, he's got to be right about this Zach Wilson pick, you know, because he passed on, there were 3 other good quarterbacks right there with Mac and Trey Lance and Justin Fields, who, you know, was right behind Zach Wilson. I thought he was the 3rd best quarterback in the draft. And so all those guys are going to be compared to each other. It makes for fascinating, you know, sports talk for the next many years.
Absolutely, because, you know, I mean, obviously whenever you draft a quarterback, there's always big question marks, if that quarterback is going to pan out to what you expect that quarterback, or you hope that quarterback to really thrive and have a successful career. But let's be honest, I mean, you never know. I there's just so many question marks with a lot of these quarterbacks, specifically Zach Wilson. I hope it works out. I know, I'm sure you know is better than I. Jet fan base is absolutely thrilled with this. Okay, so Zach Wilson is the quarterback. They get him with the number 2 overall pick. And then I thought it was really interesting how they acquired Vera Tucker. Now, I liked Vera Tucker a lot. In my mock draft, I had Vera Tucker going to the Chargers or the Minnesota Vikings. I think the fact that Slater fell, I think the Chargers were shocked that Slater was still on the board. They draft him, and then, wow, I love Vera Tucker. He reminds me of Brandon Scherff. I think that's the player that I'd like to compare him to. I think I'm more excited about this pick than I am Zach Wilson, if that makes any sense.
Well, I mean, I think, and I agree with you on that. I've talked to, you know, probably a half a dozen personnel people, you know, and they all love Vera Tucker.
I mean, love him.
Just calling him, like, you know, 2nd or 3rd best offensive line prospect in the draft. You know, everyone said he's one of the safest picks. And, you know, offensive linemen typically in the first round are pretty safe picks. So I know that Jets had him in the top 10 on their draft board. I know going into, you know, getting ready for that pick, I know they just loved him going into the draft. You know, I had him in my mock I had them trading up to Arizona at 16 to get him because I talked to people. In fact, one person after the pick, I spoke to a source with another team, a team picking ahead of the Jets, and said we were going to take him if the Jets didn't trade up. So there's no way he would have been there at 23. The one question is, you know, they did give up 2 third-round picks to get him. You know, they paid a premium price to go up and get him, and they felt bad yesterday, you know, not having the 2 third-round picks. So, you know, that's the one part you could question because the Jets roster has so many holes that they could have really used those 2 third-round picks. But in terms of the player himself, there's no question in my mind and the mind of many evaluators about the talent.
So how is this offensive line? Give us the starting five right now, and how good do you think this offensive line is going to be for Zach?
Well, the Jets haven't said how they're going to use Vera Tucker. My sources tell me he'll be in at left guard, which is what he played 2 years ago at USC. They played him at left tackle last year because they needed a left tackle. But his best position is going to be left guard. You're going to have him and Mekhi Becton next to each other. Anita, just a fun little fact. It's the first time since 1977-78 that the Jets drafted offensive linemen in back-to-back first rounds. You know, so you're talking 40-plus years. You know, it's just kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. So their left side should be pretty good for a long time. Connor McGovern is the center still. Right now, I mean, you could have competition at right guard. The incumbent is Greg Van Roten. And the right tackle is going to be George Fant. So this could be a better offensive line. I mean, obviously, production-wise, it was one of the worst offensive lines last year. But you have to assume Becton will be even better this year. And I think they're hoping that McGovern, who quite frankly had a very mediocre year last year, and they spent a lot of money on him, they think he'll be better this year. He'll be healthier. And they think this new system will be better for him.
You know what reminds me? I'm trying to remember when Dan Marino was the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Who were they had the left tackle and the left guard in the left guard. Who were they? Do you remember they? I mean, and they were like they were just this wall for Dan. Keith Sims.
Well,
it was Keith Sims and I know Richmond Webb. I know I'm dating myself right now. I don't care.
Richmond Webb.
And Richmond Webb. That's what this could be, Rich. Right.
Well, you have two really good. I think Mekhi is a really good player. I mean, he had a good year last year, and I think there's so much room to grow. Hopefully, not physically because he's already big enough, but just with an actual off season and the training camp and a preseason, there's so much growth potential there. And Barrett Tucker is a really good player, 6'4", you know, a little over 300. And, man, Zach Wilson's blind side, you know, you would think should be pretty secure for a long time.
I wonder, Sam Darnold's sitting back going, and they couldn't do that for me? Oh, boy.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, it didn't quite, you learn by your mistakes, right?
No, I know.
Douglas admitted he made some mistakes, and he's learning by them.
Unbelievable. All right. So, and then in the second round, they also go get themselves a wide receiver that a lot of thought would go in the first round. Elijah Moore, slot wide receiver, really explosive, really fun. But what does that mean for Jamison Crowder? How do you see this wide receiving core working out?
Yeah, that's the natural first thought is like, what does this mean for Crowder? I don't think it has a direct impact on Crowder. Just gathering what information from talking to Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh last night, it sounds like Crowder won't go anywhere. And the reason is because that Moore is, they see him as a multi-purpose weapon, a guy who can line up in the slot, in the backfield, you know, move him around the formation. He did a lot of that at Ole Miss, although 75% of his catches came from the slot. They see him as kind of a Deebo Samuel. Of course, there'll be a very heavy 49er accent to this offense, given where the coaches came from. And so they think he could be their Deebo, you know, a guy who can run some jet sweeps, bubble screens, just an all-purpose weapon. So, and they didn't think he would get to 34. They actually thought he was going to be taken toward the bottom of the first round. They were ecstatic when he fell to them. You know, the one negative I would say is, I think it's a luxury pick. I don't think they needed another wide receiver, you know, on this offense. They put a lot of resources into it already. They have not done anything on defense in this draft. So that's the one question mark is, you know, did they really need the wide receiver there? But again, in terms of the actual player, I think he's a fantastic talent.
Last thing for you, Rich, before we let you go, just looking at this division as a whole, again, I'm amazed that Mac Jones fell to the page. I think it was the steal of the first round. And then they get Barrymore in the second. A lot of people feel one of the best, if the not best, interior defensive linemen. For the Dolphins, Eckenberg, Hollard, Long in the second round. Of course, you know, they did extremely well in the first. And look at what the Bills did, adding Rousseau and Boogie Basham to that defensive line. It's like, man, I mean, I feel like everybody in this division did well in this draft so far. Agree or disagree?
It's going to be a fascinating division because, I mean, I just look at the quarterback. Look at the age of the quarterbacks in this draft and the division. You know, Mac, you know, Zach is 21. You know, Tua, I mean, going into his second year, Josh Allen is, of course, the best of the bunch. I don't know what his age is, but he's obviously a young, very young guy. He's, you know, going into his fourth year. So, you know, it's exciting, you know, because the division has been down. You know, the Jets have been down for so long. You know, and Miami's on their way back, and now there's nothing more exciting when you have this many young quarterbacks in a division and you could gauge. I mean, I'm going to date myself here, but, you know, in 83, when all the quarterbacks got drafted, O'Brien, Eason, Jim Kelly, Marino, you know, it's kind of that feel to it. And I'm not comparing these quarterbacks to those guys because that's the best quarterback class ever. But in terms of age and promise, it has that kind of feel.
Rich, great stuff. Really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of the draft today, 4 through 7 today.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Anita.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.